Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Holy, really?
Oops. Yeah. That's all right, though.
We're having fun.
All right. So, all right. Hello. Welcome to Tales from the Hicks.
I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. I actually got my script this week, so we can do our run through some of that stuff first. Find us on Facebook, like us, follow us, get updates. Head over to the website, find all the episodes, merch store, like this one, Smack My Ass, Shave My Balls. That's updated weekly with new shirts. Tales from the Hicks logo, cold brownish yellow, farts are funny, real men do it in a bucket, coffee mugs, hoodies,
stickers.
We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you watch us on YouTube, and just look for Tales from the Hicks and subscribe, and then be sure
smash that like
that
button.
Is exactly right.
And share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
Yes.
F and A.
All right.
F and A.
So as you can tell, maybe we are celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Hola, bitches!
Fiesta.
And it's 57 degrees, light breeze at 2 miles an hour from the south-southwest.
South-southwest, all right.
Too bad it's May or I'd go out and cut my lawn.
Ah, yeah.
No more May.
No more May.
No more May.
No thank you.
Gotta keep the bees alive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, for sure.
Jason, what did you do this week? Caught him right off. Caught him right off guard.
Didn't see that one coming. Did you?
If you follow along, you'd see.
Work.
Again?
Exciting.
I went to work.
Well, it was a short week. We did have a short week because we've only had three.
Yeah. Oh, that's
three
true.
Days.
Yeah.
I went to work for one day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't happen to have any surprises over the last couple of days?
Oh, I did. Actually, Friday, somebody sent me a bidet, so thank you for the bidets.
Yeah.
I gotta
heated
get
or anything?
Heated, too, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Good damn.
Yep. I just got to get it hooked up. We're going to have to call a plumber on this one because it's going to take a lot more than knowledge that I got to set that up.
So we do a group text message amongst all of us. Jason sent out a message that said, "Do you guys know anything about this?" It was a picture of the bidet.
Somebody explain.
And then that was the last we heard of him.
Right.
We just assumed he was sitting backwards on the toilet.
No, the whole thing. I tried. Yeah. And
I had to send a message to your son to ask him, like, "What is he? Is your dad just in the bathroom? Is he?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Probably." It's.
I like tried, that. And it's a lot more complicated than it is.
At that point, I'd just buy a new toilet.
Well, my toilet is all—it's all in one toilet, so it's not—it doesn't have the bowl, and it's all—you know—not separate. So, when you crank on the seat, you actually have to reach behind the toilet, and then reach all the way back up to the bowl. Like you have to give it a reach around. Yeah. And instead of being a nut on there that you find, it's a rubber or something.
Well, he does reach arounds. He's used to finding nuts.
Right. Right.
Eeks.
I look like the kind of guy that wouldn't even have a goddamn common courtesy to give a man a reach around. Right.
Yeah. Sounds like he's been practicing.
I was practicing, yep.
Get her done.
Feels good, do it.
I try. If not, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to either do something different or I'm going to have to pull the whole toilet off the mounts and everything else to put that on there. Or just build a base toilet in the basement.
I like that idea.
Going to be a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Would it fit on your bucket?
No, I got the garden hose hooked up.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Car wash.
Yes.
Yeah, car wash.
Undercarriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chad, nice. What'd you do?
I did some mowing on Friday. Worked in my garage.
Yep. There goes our environmentalist.
Yep. Wow. That'd be fine. Mm-hmm. And
it must not apply to you.
You know, I don't really think, from what I'm gathering, it doesn't apply to the people that just their actual lawns, like, you know, everyday used lawns.
Because it doesn't apply to me.
Hey, I saw it on Facebook. It's got to be true.
Well, yeah, it probably is. I'm not, you know, nope. But you
can't argue with Facebook.
I think more so. They got
fact checkers and everything. Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what the blue check mark is?
I don't know.
Ah, damn it. I'm sorry then for all of you. But I think that's for like ditches, fields, valleys that aren't used daily. But I have full intentions of mowing again this week. Oh. So, take that.
Nope.
And a little campfire Saturday morning, burning up a bunch of, old shelving and miscellaneous pieces of wood.
Tires.
tires. Stick mattresses. To it. Motor oil. Right. Rubbers.
Yeah.
For as much as you love the earth.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's here, so yeah. No, none of that.
It anything was just, with a biohazard sticker on it, just throw that shit right in the fire.
Yep.
It was strictly
just come here, kids, let's wood. Cook some hot dogs over Dad's environmentally friendly fire.
Yeah. Well, it gives it a nice crisp.
Yeah.
Nice crisp bite.
Right. Oh, I did have a massage. I went to a massage on Friday.
Happy ending
to Ed. Oh. No, with to Ed.
Ed.
Oh, he's good. Definitely. Yeah, happy.
Yeah, so listen. Sure. No,
that's
listen.
Where the reach arounds come in.
Listen, Ed. Ed is a hell of a dude.
Ed. Yeah, he is.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And he is going to listen.
All right.
So Ed, make sure you send an email.
We'd like to hear about the happy ending.
Yeah. He's the one that he did my.
Oh yeah, he said that you went down there
to the massage a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Are we talking about the happy ending or the massage?
The massage.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The happy ending afterwards. I had to go back to work.
Ooh, right.
I was not happy.
Hmm.
Wow.
All right, Ben, you are up.
Well, since we just recorded on Wednesday, nothing super exciting. Worked a couple days and then. Yesterday, I spent, the wife had to travel for work, so me and the little man hung out, and I spent most of the day cooking and prepping. I smoked a big batch of, made up some homemade Chex Mix, put that on the smoker for a couple hours, and then to get ready for Cinco de Mayo today, I prepped a bunch of chicken for Chicken Al Pastor. So that'll be going
nice.
Onto the spit and onto the smoker this
Pastor,
afternoon.
Pastor, that makes sense for
yeah, coming Son back around.
Reverend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Reverend.
That's how I roll. Yep.
Chicken yep. Now, Reverend.
Keeping it real. How about you, Nate?
I did not do much of anything when we recorded on Wednesday. I started feeling sick. Thursday felt fine. Friday, I was about dead. So. Got home Friday about noon from work, and I have not left the house since then.
Wow.
I played about 14 hours of Fortnite yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Any wins?
I think there was maybe one.
I mean, you can...
One, yeah. Well, yeah, you're not going to check my stats, so yeah, no, I had like 16.
Yeah, everyone was a dub.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's just something about, you know, like... Messing with 8-year-old kids and video games, just ruining their lives.
Can't wait till they cut out the video game part there.
Yeah,
8-year-olds.
Nope.
It is always interesting. I got some buddies, we play Call of Duty a lot, and you'll be playing, and all of a sudden, come on, go around the corner. There he is. You know, yeah. Jesus Christ, you know. Yeah, it just makes you feel even older.
See, I would rather play. Something like that, because it's more of like an adult game.
Yeah.
But I don't... The controls and all the different options are way too more complicated than what I'm used
to. It's got
to
be similar to Fortnite. I mean, I've never played Fortnite, but...
you just shoot.
You have to aim and everything, though, right?
Well, yeah, but... Maybe I'll look into it. I have it. So maybe I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember when you used to come over to the house and we'd go down in the basement and shut the lights off, and then we'd...
Yeah, we did.
Can you cut this out?
I don't know.
Jeez.
This is going to get us that east to the bottom of
it. Was it Call of Duty that we were playing?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we'd go down in the basement. There, all three of us were all hooked up, and we had headphones on and microphones, and that was the first time I ever did anything like that.
They were playing Army.
Oh,
lay down on the bed.
He blew the hell out of me.
Blew the hell out of me.
He invaded my back 40.
Whoops.
Kill.
Yeah,
shoot him.
I think I remember that. And I think it had to be played in the dark so that you could see like all the little detail and everything.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
No Dave Mirra.
No, definitely
not Dave Mira.
I'm waiting for that. So I have the PlayStation Plus membership or whatever, where you get it for the year, and they have where you can go back in and play some of the old games and stuff.
Oh,
so
yep.
I'm waiting for that to be added to their
library. I would love to know how many hours we spent playing that game.
A lot.
When we first started, you know, there's a bazillion different tricks you can do and everything, right. And we were like, we're just button mashers, you know. Yeah. There's no way. And man, by the time we were done, it's like, 360, Superman, backflip, not even thinking about it.
We did a lot of that.
I still, to this day, every time I hear "Love,"
yep, me too,
is what I got. Uh-huh. Like, it takes me right back there, because that song was on there all the time.
Uh-huh.
I played Tony Hawk. I was never a skateboarder, but that game was fun.
I have that one and two. I bought that. I was so excited because I went to the store and I bought it, sent a picture of it. And I got home and I'm like, wait, no, that was Dave Mira. Like, this isn't the game.
Kickflip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
this isn't right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now it is time to get into the mail bucket.
I got mail. Yay! Woo! I got mail. Yay!
I love it.
All right. So we got four of them today.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Nice.
All right. Second time emailed, long time listener. This is a roommate story, and we're going to get into that as our topic for this week.
I'm guessing it's going to start right now.
I had a buddy living with me and my parents, and he had recently got severely hurt at work due to a face injury, and he couldn't eat solid foods, and he was hopped up on painkillers, and one night we were having tacos for supper, and he really, really wanted one. He asked if we could take the ingredients in hard shell, put it into a blender to eat it.
Oh.
I don't know if that would have the same effect.
I don't think so.
Slurp it up.
They did not do it, but it was pretty funny. As far as apparel, I think Chad needs to bring back the Muff Hunter U812 apparel.
It's
been some time. Good time, though.
Yeah.
It was a good era.
I just don't think if you take food and put it into a blender, mix it all up, it's going to have the same
unless
taste.
Unless it's fruit.
fruit.
Smoothies.
You know, making a smoothie like that.
Some ice cream mixed in there.
If I drop a steak and a baked potato in the blender, I don't think that shit's going to come out with quite the same appeal.
Right. I don't think so.
Or if you just did steak with like a little bit of A1 or something. I don't
know. But it's worth a shot.
No.
Hmm. I would try it. If you would do that, would try it.
I mean, I would try it, but I would never purposely waste a good steak throwing it in a blender.
Yeah.
Ooh. Last week, I know we were talking about me not using butter. Was it last week, I made a steak and just smothered both sides in butter.
Yeah.
It was good.
So, instead of oil?
You got to make some compound butter and then do that.
Oh, I just used...
From under cheese.
Country Craft, yeah.
Do you know what compound butter is?
No.
Is it where you mix like chives or
yeah, people will mix like rosemary and thyme or you know different things. Get your butter soft, mix that stuff in, throw it in some saran wrap, and then kind of roll it back and forth to make a little log.
Okay.
And then put it in the fridge so it firms up, and then you can just cut a chunk off and drop it on top of your steak, and all that shit melts right on top of it.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, let's do a.
Well, sorry to hear about your roommate with a face smashed in.
Oh, sorry about your face.
Was it a testicle cheesecake face?
Wow.
Or just a regular face?
We'll have to find out. Maybe we'll get a follow-up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Hicks. Long-time listener, first-time mailer.
All right.
Hey, there we go.
I enjoyed listening to some of your favorite places in the woods, but couldn't help but notice Ben didn't chime in on his. I was wondering if he happened to have a spot, maybe near a swamp with some partially rotten logs that he enjoyed.
Oh, Ben, why is your face getting red?
I know exactly who this son
seems
of a bitch is.
Personal, almost.
Wow.
Personal dig here.
I'm guessing they're hunting you and watching you and not hunting in the woods.
Also, I remember hunting camp as a young boy, and my father and his best friend knew where every single outhouse was in the North Woods. We could be in the middle of nowhere, and one would say, "Hey, swing by the green cabin up ahead. I need to restack the pancakes." Sure enough, some one-room cabin would have an outhouse next to it. What are your guys' best memories of shitting in the woods? Keep up the good work.
It's terrific. If you haven't done it, do it. Highly recommended.
I don't have an issue if I have to go. I'm going, you know.
I don't have an issue either because it's either out in the woods or it's in my pants.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. That's my two choices.
I don't get that technical. I'll just lean against something.
Yep. No, leaning against a tree or...
I don't need a shit rope or whatever.
You know? Crap strap.
Yeah, right. I don't need those. Just...
Yeah, I wouldn't have time to do that. I kind of just grab hold of a tree and just kind of lean back and let it rip. Yep.
I lean against a tree.
I do that, too.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't have to lean against a tree.
No?
No.
You just have to watch your pants because when they're down there, you may...
Yep. Yeah. You just got to pull them through.
You just got to make sure they're out of the way of the... Yeah.
Drop zone.
the drop zone.
So let's not skip over this part, though, that was wondering.
By them rotten trees?
What is this rotten tree and swamp thing?
In the swamp with partially rotten lawns.
Yeah, it's quite a good story. So me and two buddies, Craig and Josh, we were up at our land.
Boy, that name Craig sounds familiar.
Yeah, I bet it does. We're up at our land. My parents have 80 acres up north of Jim Falls, and Josh and Craig and I were up there just doing some small game hunting, you know, just pissing around in the woods. And so we're walking through the woods kind of on the back section of our 80 there, and there's a big cedar swamp that runs through this part of the woods. And, you know, for the listeners who are unfamiliar with me, I am extremely nimble, like a cat, almost like a jaguar, just sleek and smooth like a, and just like fucking...
Black Panther.
Yeah.
A Black Panther.
Nimbly bimbly, some would say. So anyways, we're walking through this cedar swamp, and there's a large section with standing water. So Craig hops over, Josh hops over. Actually, I think Craig hopped over, and then I was going to go next. So I handed my gun to Craig, and there was this large log that was laying down across in front of me. And I was basically standing right in front of this log, and I went to step over it, and I caught my toe on it and just started tipping forwards. And according to Craig and Josh, it took me approximately 37 years before I landed in the water. To hear those two tell the story, literally, Josh smoked a cigarette while I was falling, and Craig said, "Ben, just step over the log," as he watched me fall, because it happened so slowly. But, you know, that wasn't the case. At least in my mind, it happened pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
And I couldn't just step out of it because there was a big fucking log in front of my legs that was prohibiting me from stepping out of said fall. But anyways... So down I go. I was pretty proud of myself because I had my cell phone in my left pocket. So as I'm falling, almost the way a cat lands on all fours, I was able to twist my body in midair and land on my left side.
That's from all the gymnastics you did.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Mary Lou Retton and me. I mean, that's pretty much the same thing. But
right.
So yeah, I twisted in the air, landed on my left side, so I kept my phone dry. And then proceeded to those two have a good chuckle. You know, listen to those guys have a good chuckle at me and whatever. So then, you know, we finish squirrel hunting. And it's, you know, it's late fall. It's cool outside.
Mm-hmm.
As a general rule, I don't ever go small game hunting until after we've had at least a couple good freezes to kill off all the fleas and shit that are living on the squirrels and the bunnies and whatever. But anyways, it was cool. So we headed back. Out of the woods, Josh and I had ridden together, and I had an old 92 Ford F-150, and at that time, trucks still had the smoker windows, if you guys remember them, the little triangle in the front that you could flip open.
Right.
Well, Josh and I both smoked, and we're cruising down the road. Mind you, I'm still pretty soaking wet, and Josh has got his little smoker window open, and I was like, hey, I suppose you could close that window. A little fucking cold in here. And that is his favorite part of the story, is every time he talks about that, he gets a good chuckle out of it. But yeah, that was the That was the wood story. It was pretty fun times. So, yeah.
Good. That's good. Good to hear.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. All right, so our next email here. Long-time listener, second-time emailer. Love the poop talk each episode. Keep up the great work. Also, you guys are doing an awesome job on your merch site. I have a hoodie and shirt coming in the mail today and can't wait to throw it on my extremely sweaty, hairy body. I bet the cloth feels as smooth as a baby's behind, or maybe your mom's behind. Anyways, I'm sure it's good.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that purchase.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe it's your mom's
keep
behind.
My mom's name out your mouth.
I think he said mother in mouth.
No need to edit yourself here.
No?
Let it go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let it go. Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. No.
Whoa, feel free to edit that show.
Yeah. Jesus. So all, that's weird that you all knew what I was talking about.
Yeah. I have a kid.
Okay, I know. It was weird that he was at Grandma and Grandpa's when you watched it, but... Oh.
I've been listening to your channel ever since the very first episode and had some questions, topics that I'm hoping you could spray your infinite wisdom all over with.
Guaranteed.
Ooh, all over.
I'll spray anything you want.
You have to open up. Just like a little bird. Just like a little bird.
Yeah. All right. What are some pet peeves stories of yours about idiot coworkers in the workplace, and how do you deal with them on a daily basis?
That's a loaded question.
So I don't know if we want to keep some of these for actual like topics then in the future, or are we going to touch into them right away?
Yeah, I think we could keep one of them for maybe a topic, and then the other ones discussed now.
Do the pet peeves. We'll turn that into the grind my gears.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, we can save that one.
We'll put that on the board.
When shitting in a public bathroom, are you self-conscious about making noises if someone is in a stall right next to you, or do you just let her rip?
Nope.
Like rip-starting a lawnmower?
Ooh. Let her rip, tater chip.
I agree. You're there. Everyone knows what you're in there doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not in there knitting.
No.
You're in there shitting.
Quite frankly, my goal is to hear the person next to me gag. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I want to hear them go, what the fuck did that guy eat?
Well, I got a story on that one today. Matter of fact, I was at the Walmart this morning. And,
this morning.
Wow, fresh one.
Yeah. Nature was calling. It was knocking on the door.
He must have eaten some cheese curds.
Yeah. Well, so I told the wife, I go, I got to go to the toilet. So I did.
Went over to the buckets.
Buckets.
Yep.
Yeah.
The hardware department.
Yep. Yeah. Aisle 5 down. That's where they got all the buckets. So, and then I put it like the third one down so they don't just grab
the
toilet.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. But no, I went into the toilet. Well, of course, the first push I thought was going to be a turd, but it was a fart.
Mm.
Well, in the bathroom there, it really echoes. So I giggled because it was loud. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. But yeah, nobody came in and checked on me or nothing. And
no.
Did my duty, and then I had another gas release, and it echoes really good in there. It's fun, yeah. Get in there and do your business.
So it was just air?
Huh?
You just had air?
No, there was a turd.
Oh, a turd.
It was air, turd, air, and then more turds. Like
afterwards.
Yeah.
Huh. Seems shitty.
Yeah.
Shitty.
I was working one day, and I'm pretty sure I had been drinking the night before, and I had just one of those, right, where it was bad. You know, it was going to be a bad one.
Like your sneeze.
Like your snitch.
No, not that bad. That was a different story altogether. But it was, you just know it was going to be bad, right? So at this place, they had all the bathrooms were one-holers. They didn't have any, you know, like multiple stalls and a couple urinals or anything like that. They're all one-holers. So I went in and did my business, and I walk out, and a guy was coming up right as I was walking out. And we'll just say his name was Tim. And Tim had a very, very sensitive stomach. And he comes walking up and he sees me come out. He's like, Hakes, He's like, did you shit in there or did you just piss? He's like, I got to go in there right now. I said, no worries. I said, I just took a leak. He's like, oh, good. Because he's like, I don't think I'll make it to the other side of the plant for the other bathroom. I was like, no problem. Held the door open. He stepped inside, shut the door. And I slammed my foot up against the door so I couldn't open it. And all of a sudden I hear, and then tries to open the door and it just, my foot's right there. Hanks, let me out of here. And he just starts gagging. You fucker. He's just squealing at me. Yeah. So that was, I was pretty hungover before that, but that just made my whole day right there. Was
don't hold back. Day. No hold bar. Just go grab a hold of the seat and pull and grunt and push and go. Yep.
Another thing that's really fun to do is crop dusting when you're in a store.
Oh, dude, that's good story.
I love that. Yeah, I love doing that.
That happened just before I went to the toilet. I was, we were down in the aisle and I farted. And
yep.
My wife's like, oh my God.
Guess we don't need Ritz crackers now. Keep pushing the cart.
She thought it was the guy who was doing the grocery shopping for the people or whatever. She's like, oh my God, why? How rude is that? I'm like, I got
a
shit.
Yeah, what a bastard. What an asshole. Who would do something like that?
I don't know. That was me. I got a poop.
I went into Shields one day, and you know when you walk in from the parking lot entrance?
Yeah.
Yep. Not the mall entrance. So I walk in from the parking lot entrance, go between the cash registers. Yeah,
you take a left.
And then there's the crosswalk, and then it goes straight again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was right at that intersection, and I felt just a big bubble, you know. And I was like, yeah, this is a pretty good spot to drop that off. So I just let her go right in the middle of that intersection, and then I ducked off to the left. And at that time, with the way Shields was set up then, it was all the golf stuff was right there.
Yeah.
So I ducked into all the golf stuff and pretended to look at a hat or a wedge or something, you know, and pretty soon, here comes Ma and two little kids.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the two little kids, their faces were right at the level that said bomb was dropped, you know. And all of a sudden, I see this little girl, just cute as a button. She hits that like just a fucking brick wall, you know. And her nose all wrinkles up, and she's like, oh, Mom, what is that smell? And then her brother's like, ew. And the mom's like, what are you kids? Oh my God, kids, let's go get out of here. She grabs her kids and just starts trucking out right out of there. I was laughing. I was crying so hard. There were tears rolling down my face. Mm-hmm. I was pretty proud.
Yeah. Did you buy a hat then or no?
No. I just turned around and headed to the fish and shit. That's what I was there for.
Yeah, but nice. Yeah.
I did that at the Pines one time.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk in at the Pines there, there's the doors you walk in, and then there's two more doors. There's a space right there. Anyway, we were in that area getting whatever, lined up. I think I was in a wedding or whatever the hell the case was. And I've been drinking since fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. Sure. This is 9 o'clock at night. So.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Amen. I know. I was doing that. Yeah, dilly.
I'll drink to that.
And okay. We're gonna drink.
All right.
So, I let her rip. Well, the DJ happened to be back there, telling us, "Hey, you guys got to be lined up like this." Da 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 da. Well, I had the gas bubble, and I let her rip that whole entrance. the DJ goes, oh my God! You guys just figure it out. And fucking way he went, he left. Well, of course, it was in that whole area.
Yeah.
And as we walked out into the ballroom there, it just stayed right. It was the whole area. It was a good one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was great. I love it. I was proud. Very, very proud.
Oh, yeah.
Very proud.
It's like a little baby being born right there.
Exactly right.
That's my boy.
I've had a couple times at the bar where they've had to open the windows.
Yeah.
But it's so fun at the bar because there's, well, the one I go to, generally there's 10 or 12 guys. There's not usually any women. So you got a 10% chance of getting called out on being the one that did it. So you don't ever really have to claim it if you don't want to.
Right. There you go.
Yep. So you just be on your phone and just kind of, ooh, this is going to be good. But then you just kind of keep going like nothing ever happened. Next thing you know, you just got guys just going all over, just open the windows, you know. It's
Is that when you were at Scooters, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you said not a lot of women, a lot of guys. And I was like,
sounds like you got a sausage party going on there. Pretty much.
Scooters.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to plug, you know, a plug for them, but, you know, whatever.
Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com. That's down there is where that, I don't know if you watch the video, but that right down there is where it'll appear.
Sponsors.
The Tales from the Hicks.
Oh, the yeah.
Oh, no.
The website address appears
below the right air, on air.
Yeah. See, once we get good at this, we can be like, and then it'll just pop just up. And then the magic of editing, it'll be.
Yeah.
Wah.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of them say like the top left corner or whatever, you know.
Don't
west.
<We're not gonna laughs> Unless you're in my seat, it's to the north.
Don't confuse.
Did you ever have a shirt?
Oh yeah,
a shirt. Yeah,
a shirt. Right,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're just. I don't know if any of them are as good as that. I mean, they're just. I mean, they happen.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever snit yourself?
Yep.
Most likely. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
All right. We still got a couple more on the same email.
Perfect.
Since this is such a family-friendly channel, what are some quick go-to snacks you guys all like when sitting down at home watching movies or playing video games?
Yeah. Popcorn.
Well, now.
Big fan of popcorn.
Yeah. Chex Mix.
Yeah, it's a popcorn or chips and dip. I'm a big fan of salsa.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that today.
Yeah? Salsa?
Yeah.
That's probably
that
my...
That shit you brought was plenty hot.
You want some more?
No.
I think he does, Big scoop. Big
my
scoop.
Butthole is not going to be a fan of that later, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Lacey said that. You guys are going to be shitting fire.
Yeah.
After he takes it off lockdown.
Yeah, on the shitter going, ay, ay, ay.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Yeah, no, I would say chips and dip or like salsa are my favorite to go to.
Yeah. It depends for me. I hate hearing people crunching while I'm trying to watch TV or a movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother me if I'm doing it, but it bugs me if other people are doing it, which is totally not fair. I get it. But that's just the way I'm wired. But if I'm playing video games with the boys at night and I'm going to snack on something, I'll usually try and make sure it's something quiet so they don't have to listen to me crunch across the airwaves. So maybe like some licorice or... Mm-hmm. Something like that. But if I'm just watching a movie, popcorn's probably my number one.
Mm-hmm. I bought some nibs Friday.
Nice.
I'm going to snack on those on Monday.
Nibs?
Nibs.
Twizzlers.
Yeah. Oh, the little ones.
I like those. You just two, three at a time, and you just kind of go on your day.
I got home, and I told the wife I bought some nips. She's like, what? I go, nips. I got some nips. She goes, they're not nibs. She goes, they're called nibs. I'm like, whatever.
No, it's not that cold.
They look the same, I guess. I mean, I don't know. So she corrected me on that. She goes, that was nice. These are nips.
Whoa. Hang on, sweetie. I need to study those a little bit closer. Yeah,
right. And those are nibs.
Okay. Mm, with a B.
Mm.
And that's a nub.
Right. This is my nubbin. Yeah. Oh, that's what I called Tanner. That's what it is. Because when he was little. Yeah, that's what when he was little, he was always cranking on the wanker, you know. And
some things never change.
And I always told him that was his nubbin. When he gets older, it's going to be a rack, but it's right now it's just a little nubbin.
Yeah, still in velvet.
Yeah, but he's a young teenager. He might be a spike.
Yeah, it might be a spike. Yeah.
Christian, maybe it's a big fucking hog. You never know.
Swamp donkey.
I mean, based on his dad, it's probably not very likely, but you never know. Christ.
Wow.
Sorry, Tanner.
Not sorry, Tanner.
That's all right. Your dad does the same thing.
So one of my go-to snacks is usually ice cream, or I like to make pudding, but the hot... Like, it's called cook and serve pudding.
Yep.
Hmm.
On the stove.
And then you eat it hot. Mm, it's delicious. Then you take the spoon, you scrape the skin off.
Can't say I've had.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
We used to have that a long time ago.
Oh, I have it. I still have it.
Have you guys tried Quick Trip's ice cream?
Yeah. Nature's Touch? Yes.
It's good.
I enjoy it.
Have you ever had their chicken from there?
Yeah.
We had chicken tenders Friday. Holy Fuck.
Their chicken tenders.
Or no, Saturday. Good. Sorry, Saturday. Yesterday.
They're huge and they're very
good. Oh, my God. Yep. They were so good.
Oh, yep. Not to throw back to episode 4 and the pizza, I think, but I recently tried Quick Trip's Pothole
Pizza,
and that was very good pizza.
Yeah.
Never had it
before. I like their breakfast pizzas.
Yeah. It's probably from a gas station. I mean, it's pretty decent. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it was good. It's good. It was really good pizza. I was like, damn, this is a good frozen pizza.
Yeah. All right. Also, I don't know if anyone has told you this, but the right side of your logo looks like two ass cheeks with the Stars banner going between them. I kind of like it. So now I got to look. I think he's talking about this area here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ass cheeks.
I see ass cheeks.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Those are just...
It doesn't surprise me that this person saw two ass cheeks. Like, it doesn't surprise me at all.
It's rolling hills is what it is. But.
Right.
We'll call it ass cheeks.
Ass cheeks are fine. Sure. Huh? Absolutely.
That's more our speed anyways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A couple big hairy ass cheeks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're just hanging out.
Yeah.
If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, you're doing it wrong. So, signed fan of the channel.
Thanks, listener.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm. So if there's any more listeners out there, if you made it this far through the podcast,
kudos to you.
Well, there is. Yeah. There's another listener.
But... You could send an email to us, and we could read this.
Yes.
Live on the air, and we could have you on the podcast.
We could read your thoughts and answer your questions.
Send those emails in,
Dear Diary.
Just like this one did.
Yeah. All right.
More. So, yes. So, I used to be Chad's neighbor. And we shared another interesting neighbor.
Mr. Rogers. Dear Penthouse Forum.
Wait, what was that last part?
Missed connections. So I used to be Chad's neighbor, and we shared another interesting neighbor.
Oh, okay.
So there's a third neighbor involved.
I think I know who this is.
Maybe you could have an episode on interesting neighbors.
Yeah, we could. That'd be a good topic.
Yeah.
Of course, we could not say names to protect the innocent. But she likes to save energy by hanging out laundry, and not just shirts, pants, sheets. Nope, she hung out socks, underwear, and not sexy underwear. Mm. Big white Grammy panties.
Yeah, close to the property line.
Even in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Chad, did you ever take a pair off?
I can say I have not.
Just checking.
Taking a pair off, or... Even thought of that.
It wasn't. Actually,
I don't believe you.
It wasn't implied in the email or anything.
Oh, good.
For my own.
Good. Good.
Just knowing you and.
Yeah. No. I know what neighbor. Both neighbors you're speaking of, and yes, my old neighbor was very cool. It was shitty to see her move, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
She also. Oh, we're not done.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
She also would mow. With an old push mower, the kind that was only run by human power.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be one of those.
Yep,
it is. Amish ones.
Yep. This neighbor was of a healthy size, and she would wear socks up to her knees, shorts, and a t-shirt. And many times, I thought she might just die before the lawn was finished. Which, what being a lawn barber, you would think
she enjoys
in exchange for services.
Yeah, no, God, no. They would literally just be taken straight out of the pocket. There is no exchange of anything.
I know. Excuse me, man. Maybe for a dirty pair of those big panties, I could mow your lawn.
Maybe it's be of
a rub and a tug.
No, thank you.
Trying to think of what the name of that movie is, the bowling movie, but not the Big Lebowski, the other bowling
Kingpin.
Movie. Kingpin, where the guy he pays his rent in a certain way, and then ends up face down in the toilet.
No, thank you. No.
Another time, I had come into my kitchen to do some dishes, looked up, and she was in my yard burning her cardboard in my fire pit.
What the hell?
It scared the hell out of me. So I go out, and she's like, "You don't mind, do you?" And she's like, "Nah, go
help
for
yourself,
it.
Help yourself, I guess."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am sure Chad can also come up with some additions. Regardless of all that, I made sure I took care of her every winter. by removing any heavy snow from her driveway and sidewalks, because that's what neighbors should do.
So right. That's nice.
And yeah. She did. She did. Yes, very she did. It was very helpful.
Yeah.
So, very nice
we got neighbor. Some, we got some neighbor stories, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
We could all.
Yeah. Yeah, the neighbors we have right now are just fucking human garbage. 100%. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that'd be a good topic. That's two topics for the, you know, future shows.
Oh, you know, speaking of the other email where they were talking about interesting pooping stories while you were in the woods. When I was a kid, we were doing a drive, and I wasn't old enough to hunt yet. But, you know, Dad would let me come along when we'd do drives or whatever. For people who aren't hunters, a deer drive is when you pick a section of woods and a bunch of guys get on a line, you know, maybe 30 to 50 yards apart or whatever, depending on how many people you got. And then at the other end of the property are one or two standers, and you push or drive through the woods, walk through the woods to push deer out the other end to the standers. That's what a drive is. But anyways, we were doing a drive, and, you know, so I'm just tromping through the woods, and my uncle was to my left, or west of me, as Nate would say. And all of a sudden, I hear this, like, tortured scream. And I'm like, oh, what is going on? You know, lots of times when you see a deer, you'll holler, you know, to let, you know, people be aware of, you know, what's going on. But this was a, like I said, a tortured scream. Well, what had happened was my uncle felt the call of nature as he was making his push through the woods. And he hunted in, they're not too common anymore, but back in the day, almost everybody had the full
onesie?
Full onesie blaze orange, you know.
Nathan.
Yeah, and that's what my uncle wore. So he stopped during the drive and found a friendly-looking log and proceeded to do his business. But he was obviously in a hurry because we were making a drive. And unbeknownst to him, he filled up his hood of his onesie while he was doing his business in the woods. And so he stood up and zipped up and flipped up his hoodie because it was quite cold out. And got a big surprise when he flipped that hood up on top of his head. And that was the that was the scream. We got to the end of the drive, and he was just covered in shit. I mean,
I don't remember putting a hand warmer up there.
Oh, man, it was bad. And he rode with somebody. He didn't drive. They made him ride in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm not sure that's something somebody's going to offer to help wipe up.
Oh, no, that was... last time we ever saw him wear the one piece.
It is quite difficult to do that in the woods with all your orange on it, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like when you're a kid, right? And you get all 37 layers on and you hit the front door and, oh, fuck, I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
No kidding.
Plus, it's tough in general to get 3 inches of dick through 7 inches of clothes. You know? Right. I mean, that doesn't work very good.
It's like a tunnel. Piss through a tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
That's what I worry about every time I do that, and I know it's coming. It's just so before I go, I always go about 3-4 times before, you know. That's why I get up at 3 in the morning so I can eat and shit my couple times and get that out of the system. But it never fails.
Yeah,
I'm out in the woods and I sit down there. It's dark, you know. You get out when you're supposed to, and a half hour before light or hour or whatever, and all of a sudden your guts are. It's like, oh,
the excitement.
I got a shit. Yeah, that happened last year, and I forgot my fucking toilet paper, and I had to use leaves. I had to use leaves because I was just going out there, and it was Friday before, and I found the stand. I was going to kick all the leaves off.
Some scouting.
Yeah. Got that all squared away, and I'm like, I got a shit. And I'm like, I could literally see my truck, and I'm like, mm-mm.
Not going
to
make it.
Nope. So now I'm like a cat trying to find a corner to shit in.
Circles around.
And I'm like, oh, what do I? And I'm like, fuck it. Leaves are going to have to work. Yeah. So now, after that happening. Now I got the baby wipes in the truck because I can, but I'm going to have to just start carrying it with me because it happens. I mean,
it
happens.
Yeah.
And leaves don't work like toilet paper.
No, they sure don't.
Mm-mm.
No.
And at that time of the year, they're not green. I mean, green, they'd stick together a little bit better, you know.
Yeah, you'd be better off just finding a small sapling and just rubbing your ass up and down against it.
Well, the first like time I... The first time I went up...
Ooh, sharp stick.
Poison ivy. You don't want poison ivy.
Well, I think I found a knot.
I went up to Solon Springs with Chad and his brothers and stuff, and we went out for a little walk or whatever. And they came back 2 hours later and sat in the truck, and the one brother goes, "Well, I'm a sock down." I had no idea what the hell he was talking. I had no idea. I'm a sock down. I'm like, well, whatever. We went down the, went to another, the other brother came back, "I'm a sock down too." And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking? I didn't know, you know. And next thing I know, the other brother that did it the first time, he come back, he's like, "Well, the other sock down, he had a fucking sleeve off of his..." He only had one fucking sleeve on. I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, "I'm a sleeve down in the sock." I'm like, what the... He goes, and the other brother goes, "You know what we're talking about?" I'm like, "I have no idea." He goes, "We're shitting out in the woods." I'm like, "Fucking need some toilet paper. I had toilet paper with me." So there you... taking their socks off, and they're wiping their ass with their sock, and then he literally cut his fucking sleeve off of his shirt.
Oh my goodness.
And wiped his ass. It was, I'm like, what in the fuck?
Talking about being out in the woods with buddies, a guy I used to work with named Wade, he had a buddy named, well, I honestly don't know what his real name was. Everybody just called him Stupid. Literally everybody referred to him as Stupid. And he was quite the individual. I met him on my bachelor party, and he lived up to the hype. But Wade and Stupid hunted together, and Wade was telling us a story one day. He's like, "We got up in the morning, we did our thing, heading outside." He's like, "I hop on the wheeler," and he said Stupid comes out of the cabin, coming over to the wheeler, and he stops about 5 feet away from the wheeler, and Wade's like, "Let's go, what are you doing? It's going to be breaking day pretty soon, we got to get out there." And Stupid looks at him, and he's like, "I got a shit." And Wade's like, "Well, don't tell me about it. Get to the outhouse and shit. Do your business. Let's get going, you know." So Stupid turns and starts heading towards the outhouse and stops. "No, fuck it." He says, "Let's go. I can hold it." He's like, let's go. He's like, "We're not going to miss breaking day. It's opening morning, you know." He's like, we're not missing breaking day. And Wade's like, "Okay, let's go then." So Stupid comes over, and he goes to jump up onto the front rack of the four-wheeler, and he makes the jump, and mid-jump, he's like, "Fuck." And Wade's like, "What?" Stupid goes, "I shit my pants." Wade's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And Stupid goes, No, I shit him." He's like, "Well, then get in the cabin and get yourself cleaned up. Let's go." So Stupid hops off the four-wheeler and makes about halfway to the cabin and stops. He goes, "Nope, fuck it. I'm not missing breaking day." Comes back, hops on the wheeler. He's like, "Let's go, Wade." And Wade's like, "You're not serious." And Stupid says, "Yep, let's go." He's like, "I'll just live with it." Oh my God. Wade goes, "All right, it's your ass, not mine." And he said, away we went into the woods. So he said, we get into the woods. He's like, I drop Stupid off at his stand. I head over to my stand. And he's like, it's probably 8 o'clock-ish. You know, he's like, we've been out there for a couple hours. And all of a sudden I hear the walkie-talkie crackle, and it's Stupid, you know. And, "Hey, Wade." "Yeah, Stupid." "I got to go back to the cabin." "Okay, fine. I itch so bad, I can't take it anymore." Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
Especially when you have the option to go take care of it.
Yeah, 10 minutes, you know, go clean up, throw in a clean pair of drawers, scrub your butt, and get out of there.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. He is quite the individual. Yeah. Yeah.
So he earned that name.
Yeah. I'll never forget during my bachelor party, one of our stops was Phipps and Hayward. And, you know, it's a strip club, and there's, you know, Sniffer's Row there, and it's kind of like an L. And I'm on the bottom section of the L, and there's a bunch of guys lined up on the long section of the L. And all of a sudden I kind of happen to glance to my left, and I see three guys all get up and leave, all from our crew, you know, all get up and leave Sniffer's Row at once. And I needed a fresh beer, so I got up and went to the bar, and I was like, what was up with that? Wade's like, you don't want to be over there right now. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, Stupid just came over and sat down. And he's like, look, I changed my $100 bill in for all ones. And he said he sat down there on Sniffer's Row, and he said he's like, you don't want to be over there right now. No good is going to come of that. Yeah, he was quite the character.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So
nice.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Do you got a news story to tell me?
Yeah, I do have a couple news stories for our section. So the first one is California superintendent fired for allegedly threatening students who didn't clap for her daughter. So I read a little bit of the article. Apparently, her daughter played softball, and they were doing an award ceremony during, you know, for the softball team or whatever. And her daughter won some sort of award and didn't feel that the rest of the team and the kids who were in the, I'm assuming, auditorium or whatever, didn't clap loud enough for her daughter. So she threatened the kids with not being able to graduate. They were seniors. She threatened them with no graduation if they didn't personally apologize to her daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a
California thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a legit firing or whatever. Oh,
yeah. So she gone.
Good. Yeah. Good. Take a hike.
Yep. And then the second one is tourist mauled after rolling down window for bear selfie.
Weird.
Yeah. And this was overseas. And they were brown bears. So they were big boys. And they were driving through some sort of park or something like that. And they saw a bear, and they wanted to take a picture of it, so they went up, drove up by it, but they couldn't get a good enough picture, so they turned around and came back and basically got right up next to the bear and rolled the window down so she could take a selfie with the bear, and the bear didn't like that and mauled the lady. And the other guy, apparently it was two women in the vehicle, and her co-pilot, the one in the passenger seat, said, my friend was talking about getting lunch, but didn't have any food to share with the bear, so I'm pretty sure that angered the bear and he bit my friend.
Hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure he just didn't understand what she was saying.
This bitch didn't bring me a sandwich. You know? I'm sure that's exactly what went through his mind.
Besides the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Just think that. I mean, them are true stories that are happening in this world.
Yep.
Damn.
You would think there'd be more people named Stupid.
Oh, no shit. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, I got an interesting photo.
Oh, really?
So we went to the Walmart this morning. Remember I said that little guy who always is out smoking at 8 o'clock in the morning? Every fucking day. So, as you can see here, Chad, there's the garbage can and there's the smoker thing.
That's the ashtray.
That's the ashtray. Well, here's that fucking guy.
Well, he almost looks like he's shitting.
He's not. He's actually smoking a cigarette. And I was trying to hurry, and I told Lacey, I go, hurry up and get in the car so I could, at least, if anything, I can get back and I can
get a picture
and I can go into Walmart and say, you don't, and he stands right by this garbage can right here. Well, by the time we got the groceries in the car, got around, he had moved then to there. But if you look, there's that big gap between, he could go there or, like I said before, into the back where he should go, because there's customers coming in and out of that store fucking all day every day. But right by the
nice
right by the door there's a garbage can and there's that ashtray thing, and he, by the time we got up there, he had moved then to there, to that spot. But yeah, that's what I go through every fucking day. Every Sunday morning, that's what I...
Like we've talked about before, you don't have to.
That's true.
You're right.
But I didn't yesterday.
You didn't?
No. It was...
You should have went today.
No, 4:15. The guy showed up at my house.
And dropped it off.
Right on the front steps.
Well,
that's convenient.
I had to get Mucinex.
Mm.
And so I had to sign for it. But otherwise, normally they just... It's all right on the...
See, that guy wasn't there at 6:15 yesterday morning.
No.
He should have gone on Saturdays.
Maybe.
It was pretty empty.
What do you guys do in the morning that early on a weekend?
I was actually at Walmart.
Well, obviously.
I had to get groceries.
It was a tough question.
So, I mean, as bad as it does piss me off to go there, I do like to people watch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because, yeah, for and, sure.
But because there are dumb people that go into that fucking store.
Well, they're everywhere.
And they don't have to get dressed out of their goddamn pajamas.
Correct. Correct.
Why?
That's kind of becoming a thing.
It's not a thing, people. No.
It is.
You see it a lot more. Walmart was like a trendsetter, and now it's, it's trickling up.
Put some fucking pants on.
Yeah. People in slippers, like 24/7.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one lady we've seen, she's had some really heavy hangers. So, and
would you care to elaborate? I'm not sure what those are.
Heavy hangers, yeah. I'm
what is that?
Nibs?
Nibs. Yeah,
they're nibs. She had baskets of clothes hanging
They're long
chest
ones.
Chest area?
Yeah.
Oh, chesticles.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, she literally got, I'm going to assume, right out of the bed, and she forgot to put the over-the-shoulder boulder holder on.
And hey, let them breathe.
They were hanging hard.
Let them breathe.
And she kept on coming, and she had her slippers on and a fucking nightgown.
Ooh, oh,
good for her.
With like maybe a sweater or something over top. But
fuck, was that my neighbor?
Well,
it might be my neighbor.
We've seen her down. I'm like,
are you the neighbor we got the email from?
No,
the one you
the neighbor that we got the email about.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So I told Lacey, I'm like, what the fuck? Well, then we met her a couple other times. I'm like, we got to switch the route because she kept on just up and down the aisle. So we had to, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Because you stared every time.
Have some respect and put some fucking clothes on and self-dignity. And
you know what I really like is when you're walking through the grocery store and couple people stop to have a conversation right in the middle of the fucking aisle.
Oh, you like that?
That always makes me super excited.
Yeah. You know what I do? I stand there and I just keep getting closer and I bump into them.
Yeah.
Just insert yourself into conversations. I had the guy the other day did the same thing. Yeah.
That might be a next Sunday thing.
There you go.
Be like,
remember that time I got chlamydia from your mom? Yeah. It was the third time I got chlamydia. It was crazy.
Unreal.
Did you guys hear the bad news about Jerry? You know, throw some shit at him.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're gonna shit when they turn around and be like, "No, really, what happened?"
Yeah.
And they start playing back into your story.
I know he wasn't feeling well, but
Jerry kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
You know what?
Not the shit.
Bucket. I take probably
the shit bucket.
Don't kick the shit bucket. Something that I take an probably unneeded amount of joy from. It's like when you're driving through like a neighborhood like, you know, Nate's in here or through the country or whatever, and there's somebody working outside, I always honk my horn and wave at them.
Yes.
And I just smile because I know that person is like, who the fuck was that?
Yes.
Who, you know, and then they go to their significant other like, who do we know that drives a black pickup truck that just drove by and honked, you know? And they might easily spend their afternoon trying to figure out who it was. And I do it every time, and it always brings a smile to my face.
I do that an awful lot,
always,
too.
Yeah.
I do, too. And my kids fucking hate it. They're who are you beeping at? I'll be like,
roll your window down over there. And wave.
Window down, wave. Yeah. And then lots of times I'll holler, hey, and I kind of mumble like something that a name, you know? So hopefully you know, it's somewhat similar to whatever their name is, and they're like, who in the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Ma, you know who drives a black pickup truck with who was it?
Yeah, and then they usually come up with somebody's name too, be like, oh, that's probably Henry.
And then a couple days later they'll run into that person, hey, saw you drive by.
You should have stopped in.
Yeah.
I was in the yard.
Yeah. Crazy arrogant fucker couldn't even stop in. I take a lot of joy in that.
I do that too. It's fun.
It makes me smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
So before we run out of time, we should talk about roommates.
Oh, yeah. Roommate stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the whiteboard.
Yep.
Yeah. We kind of led them into believe that we were going to talk about it this week. And now we're down to about the last 10, 15 minutes. So
we got time.
We got time.
We're not on a limit.
Right.
No.
They're probably not listening anymore anyways. This is just for us.
Has anybody made it past the hour mark with us?
Yeah, turned it down, you know.
So, yeah, I did have a roommate at one time.
Yeah.
His name happened to be Gator.
Oh, okay.
And
Gator.
Yeah, Gator. And the first day, he moved in. We got them all moved in, got them into the room or whatever, and I could hear the jukebox cranking in the bedroom, and it was quite loud and whatever. I was sitting out in the...
That was the only thing cranking in
the bedroom. Yeah, well.
It was the cover-up.
No, and Gator, it probably wasn't. I don't know. And I was sitting in the living room, and next thing I hear, because everybody called me Lighter back in the day, all I hear...
Now they call you Bucket.
Yeah, now they call me Bucket. And he goes, "Hey, Lighter!" I'm like, "What the hell? Hey, Lighter!" I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I look, and here comes Gator across the kitchen floor. All he had on were whitey tighties and socks and sunglasses.
A little risky business.
Yep, and he come fucking sliding across that floor in the kitchen. And he's standing, when you could come in from the kitchen, you'd come into the living room there, he was standing right there, junk right in my face when I turned. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had good times there.
And it was that moment where you said, "You are never moving out."
Yeah, right, yeah. No, and there was other times we had a bunch of beer there, and we were drinking beer, and I had an empty beer can, and it was Christmas time. I had a Christmas tree up, and that looks like a good spot. No, I threw it right across the kitchen, the living room floor, and where it landed in a tree, it landed, and he did the same thing, and then everybody else who came over all had put their beer, hang them on the branches or whatever. Yep, put them in the tree. Oh, yeah, I don't know how many cases of beer were in that tree at that time. Yeah, there was a lot of them. A lot.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Peter. Decorate like that this coming Christmas.
Good. I don't drink nearly as much beer as I did back then.
Well, now you got a purpose.
Yeah, but or start in like, you know.
Start now.
Yeah.
Take your empties home.
I would have to save them now, yeah.
Yeah. Might as well get Tanner started on it.
Mm-hmm. You just have a party.
We should just have a party.
Fiesta.
Party. I've had more than one roommate, but one kind of funny roommate story is Mitch lived with us, and he drove, I don't know, maybe like a 95 or 98 rear-wheel drive Mustang. And middle of winter, most people put them away, you know, and drive something else. Not Mitch. No, shit, no. And it was one of those snowstorms, you know, where people start to panic. You know, we're talking 8, 10, 12 inches of snow coming, right? No big deal. I get up early before him, shovel a little bit of the driveway, go on my way. I'm sitting at work, and I get a call from Mitch. He's like, "Hey, I'm stuck." I was like, "Okay, where?" "Well, at the end of the driveway." Well, at that time, the plow has already went through. So now we're pushing, I would say, 15, 16, maybe 2 feet of snow.
Right.
He thought he was going to go through that.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Best part of it, obviously I'm at work, so I said, "Yeah, we'll deal with it," or whatever, and leave it parked. We're on a dead-end road. Nobody's going to bother you. Nope. What does Mitch do? Exactly that. Leaves the car where it sits, half on the driveway, half in the road, covered up. Didn't bother to shovel. Didn't bother. No worry in the world. Just, you know, hey, we live in Wisconsin. Take the Mustang, park it. Even that day, get a ride from somebody.
Yeah.
Not Mitch. Mitch is a maker. But, yeah, that's, I guess, about my only, story. Roommates, I guess. Intelligence. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have, I got a couple. So, me and my buddy Shane, we used to rent this unbelievably crummy white house in Menominee, but it was right next to Stout, and it was a party house.
Mm.
And neither one of us went to Stout. We both worked at the Walmart Distribution Center, but we were, college age, early 20s, and loved to party, and so all the college kids would be going by our house all the time, right? So it was a big party house. Anyways, Shane had a heart condition, and it was pretty serious. And one day we're just chilling at home or whatever. I was upstairs in my bedroom, and all of a sudden I hear Shane come running up the stairs to go to his bedroom. And I hear just a big thud, like he crashed or whatever. And I hop out of bed and go over to my door, and my door looks at the back of the staircase. And I see Shane laying on the floor, and I'm like, "Shane, you all right?" He's like, "No, my heart." And I was like, oh, shit, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm not. I'm not. And so I go to grab my phone, and I was like, are you fucking with me? I'm like, you better not be fucking with me. And, you know, there were no cell phones then, so I was grabbing my cordless phone, you know. I'm like, I'm going to dial 911. He's like, hurry, Ben, hurry. You know, and he, you know, was like, you sure you're not fucking with me? Because I'm dialing 911. He's like, please. Okay, I'm dialing 911. 911, send. He pops up. Ah, I got you, fucker. But I had already hit send.
Ugh.
And I immediately hang up the phone. I was like, you fucker. Like, you know you can't, right. You can't fuck around with that. 20 seconds later, ring, 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 yeah. Ring, ring. Pick it up. Yes, this is Dunn County, blah, 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 police department. We received a call from this number to our 911 emergency response center. And I was just like, yeah, I apologize. That was my roommate. He was trying to dial 411 for information, and he hit 911. I'm like, we're all good. She's like, are you sure there's no emergency there? I'm like, no, we're fine. She's like, okay, thank you. Hang up the phone, and I read Shane the Riot Act. 10 minutes goes by. Phone rings again. This is Menominee Police Department. There's two officers in your driveway. They're going to be knocking on the door to do a wellness check because we got a 911 call from this number.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, like I said, this is a party house. And there's no mistake in the fact that it's a party house. Our kitchen is beer cans everywhere and dirty dishes. I mean, it was a shithole. Our back door, the door frame was rotted out, so the screws for the hinges of the door would not stay in the frame. So instead of opening and closing the door, if you wanted to go out the back door, you had to grab the door, pull it out of the frame, and lean it up against the wall and go out the back door. So got the call, and I proceeded to chew Shane's ass, you know. But all of a sudden, we heard a knock on the back door. So, and you know, this is like 1:30 in the morning or something like that, you know. Hear a knock on the back door, so I walk over and I grab the door and pull it out of the frame, you know, lean it up against the wall, and both officers' eyes just got real big, and they were like, wow. You know, like, just, they didn't say it, but the looks on their faces were like, what kind of fucking dump is this, you know? So they come walking into the house, and there's, you know, me and my buddy Shane standing there, and I kind of back up, and they're like, hey, you know, we got the call, we've got to walk around the house and do a wellness check and make sure everything's copacetic, and we're like, yeah, that's cool. And the one cop looks at me, he's like, sir, can you take your hands out of your pockets, please? And I was literally just standing there with my hands in my pockets. So I'm like, okay. So I take my hands out of my pockets, and then he looks at Shane. And Shane was standing by the sink. We didn't have a dishwasher, so we had the, you know, the dish strainer thing that hangs over the edge of the sink, and it was full of clean dishes. And he's like, sir, can you step away from the kitchen cutlery? And Shane just looked at me. He's like, are you kidding me, dude? He's like, it's knives and forks. Please step away from the kitchen cutlery, sir. So Shane stepped away from there, and one cop had to stay with me, and one cop had to go with Shane and walk through the entire house and make sure we didn't have somebody fucking held hostage or whatever. But yeah. So yeah, that was an awesome experience. But and then the second roommate story, same house. We had a third buddy living with us at the time. Me, Shane, and this guy's name was Big Ed. And, you know, same house, same door. And it was wintertime, and our landlord, I want to say they didn't pay the garbage bill, or maybe we're just too lazy to put the garbage out. Who the fuck knows? We drank a lot back then, but our back porch was full of bags of garbage that hadn't got put out on the road yet. And it was just like a screened-in three-season porch or whatever. So Big Ed comes home from getting groceries or whatever, or he's out getting groceries. Shane and I are in the living room playing video games, and I hear this noise. And I'm like, what the hell, you know? And I keep hearing this plastic rustling noise, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I walked into the kitchen, and it was summertime, so that we had the door pulled out of the frame, just leaning against the window for some ventilation. And here there's a skunk in that three-season porch up and through the bags of garbage. And just then I hear Ed come home. And Ed drove a big old Chevy Nova, you know, so it was real loud. So I hear him come pulling up, and I'm like, "That's we always come in through the back door, never in the front door."
Just even
like,
though you had to lift it off those hinges?
Yes, but there it wasn't in the frame, right? It was leaned up against the wall.
Big oh, okay.
Ed moved it when he left. So I hear Big Ed come home, and I run over to the living room window, and I'm hollering. I'm like, "Ed, don't come in the back. Don't come in the back. There's a skunk." And Ed just gets his groceries out of the car, and he's like, comes trucking around the back of the house. And I'm like, I'm literally screaming, "Ed, do not come in the back door. Stay out." And here comes Ed, plop, 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 right up the back steps. And here's that skunk sitting right in the middle of that three-season porch. And he's facing Ed. And he just kind of looks up at Adam. It looks up at him. And Ed stops with his arms full of groceries. He's like, "Oh." And the skunk just like casually turns around, and it's like, spun 360, spraying the whole time. Caught Ed right in the face.
Oh, man.
All over him, all over his groceries, and all around the three-season porch because he spun a full 360. Ed starts gagging, drops the groceries out the back of the house. He's out in the fucking yard. Skunk is just cool as a cucumber, casual as can be, just like, blip, blip, wipes his little paws and leaves the porch, and Ed's fucking rolling around out in the yard. And pretty soon, he comes running back into the house, and he comes right into the kitchen. I said, "What are you doing? Get the fuck out of the house. Go outside and take your clothes off. Like, you got skunk spray all over you." He's like, "Well, I'm not stripping naked in the yard." I said, "The fuck you aren't, dude." I'm like, it's all over the porch. We don't need it in the house, you know. So back out of the yard he went, stripped off all his clothes. Fucking, our house reeked for a solid 3 weeks. It was bad.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Nate?
Well, so I was thinking about this. I lived in Eau Claire with three guys that played on the college football team. And I was not on the college football team. And these guys were...
cheerleader team.
Yeah. These guys I think one was an offensive lineman, one was a defensive end, and then one was like a tight end. So they weren't like little guys.
Yep.
They weren't punters. You know? They weren't the kicker. So me being the odd man out, while they had already established the house, they had the three bedrooms upstairs, and then I had the one bedroom downstairs. So I always got picked on because I was little and I didn't play football. So I would come out of the living room was right by where I would come out of my bedroom. They'd have tennis balls, and every time I'd come out, boop, and I'd get one chucked at me. They also liked to play, because I think the one was in school for, like, law enforcement or something along those lines. And so they like to play cops and robbers. I'll let you guess. I'll let you guess
who the robber was. Oh, let me see.
So there was, on more than one occasion where I was duct taped, my hands behind my back and my feet, you know, like hogtied, essentially.
Which you liked, I'm sure. On
multiple occasions, yeah. Made me squeal like a pig. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that was rough. I got beat up all the time. had a good time.
Schemenauer?
Yeah.
Your roommate? Okay.
Yeah. Daddy. Yeah, it was a good time.
But. Who were the other two? Was Dennis one of them?
Dennis. Was there like one that started with a J?
John Jack?
No, not John Jack. It was Pete. His name was Pete.
Huh.
Yeah, he was from Minnesota, too.
Minnesota, eh?
Yeah. I think now he lives in Wyoming.
Oh.
Or he's always hunting. He's always...
Well, something.
To me, it's exotic animals, but it's like antelopes and freaking elk. And
state animals.
It's not just, you know? It's not just like your typical whitetail. Yeah. You know, he's out doing real hunts. Huh. Well, not...
He's
all doing different.
I remember when Eric and Dennis and They moved into that duplex across the house, across the road from where Kristen and I lived. Over by the Menards offices there, all those duplexes back, set back on the other side of the road, like back behind where Quick Trip is now.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yep, yep.
We had a duplex back there, and Eric and Dennis and I think Carly, maybe Carly wasn't living with them. Anyways, they moved in across the road. And so they were just getting moved in, and I walked across the road to shoot the breeze with them. And Eric had a football laying on like an end table or something, you know. So I went over to shoot the breeze, and on my way out, I stole the football. And they were having a housewarming party a couple weeks later. So I got a box and had Kristen wrap up the box and put his football in there. And I wrapped, that was his housewarming present, was football. So we go over to the housewarming party or whatever, and we're drinking and stuff, you know. And I was like, hey, I got you a present. I said, I forgot at the house. Let me go run over and grab it. So I grabbed the box. I come over. He's like, you got me a fucking housewarming present? And I was like, yeah, man. I got you a housewarming present.
Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, God damn, that's nice of you, Hakes. He's like, that's fucking awesome. He's like, thank you. I was like, hey, no problem, buddy. He's like, how come none of you other fuckers got me a housewarming present? Yeah, whatever. Just Eric being Eric. Yeah. So he unwraps it, opens up, and here's that football. You know, he's like, a football. He's like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, I have a football just like this. He's like, I haven't been able to find it since we moved in. He's like, that's perfect. He's like, Dennis and I were just looking for it the other day. We wanted to play catch. He's like, we couldn't find that fucker anywhere. And he's like, that's awesome. He's looking at it, you know, and I'm just standing there smiling, and you can kind of see the gears turning a little bit, you know.
Slow.
Yeah. He's like,
in reverse.
Yeah. He's like, I just got a big shit-eating grin on my face, you know, and Kristen had to turn around and walk away. She couldn't keep a straight face. And finally, he's just like, this is my fucking football. He's like, you stole my fucking football and wrapped it up. I was like, good job, Eric. Oh, man.
That's funny. Yeah.
He's quite the character. I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him for quite a while.
It's been years.
Yeah.
Last time I seen him was at his wedding, whenever the hell that was. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Over in the cities there.
Yeah.
Seen him a couple of years ago in Holcomb during hunting season. He was with Tank and I think his oldest son, maybe.
So. Mason, right?
Mason is one of them.
I don't know the other
Austin?
One. Could be.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Yep, that's the one.
Yep.
So you guys want to settle on a topic for next week so we can have everybody email us what they what their thoughts are on it.
Do we want it? We got on our listeners can't obviously see our whiteboard, but after roommate stories, we've got worst bathroom, which maybe we wait on that one because I feel like we've really done a lot of bathroom debacles.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yep. I would agree. I mean, it always seemed to come up anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes up.
So the next one we have is porn stores, and the whole thing there is how in the fuck are they still existence with the internet being a thing?
Right.
But I don't think that one will take too long to discuss. So maybe we do that one and then best childhood cartoons.
Yeah.
Talk about both of them.
Yeah. You know, like you said, and it touch on any of those, you know, we can discuss it or spin off on one or another.
So if anybody out there has anything to weigh in on porn stores, how are they still around, or why do you like them, or why do you frequent them, or maybe you're religious and you don't like porn stores, feel free to tell us about that. Or your best childhood cartoon. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? Mm-hmm. We'll fight about it.
Well, yeah. Pizza squares and triangles.
Yeah, there's no such thing as fucking pizza squares.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Negative Ghost Rider.
Hey, Jason, I see you have a cowboy hat on.
I do. It's my Sombrero.
Yep. It's,
for Cinco de Mayo.
Which, the little bit of reading I did this week, they actually come up with cowboy hats because of the Sombrero.
See, Ben? And you're laughing at me.
Yep.
Cowboys and workers in the fields took the Sombrero and made it smaller and more stylish.
Yeah.
So,
Stylish is a matter of opinion, I think.
Right. Yeah, it's subjective.
But it was to keep the sun out of their eyes and shade their face.
Yeah. And I see you have a real Sombrero on your head.
Right from Mexico. Yep. Yeah.
Blue and gold and maybe purple in there.
Yeah.
I forgot my sombrero at home today. Yeah. I was going to wear it. I have a gigantic sombrero.
Is it? Is the brim 2 feet, roughly?
Oh, at least.
Really?
It's big. It would hang over the edges of the table.
Damn.
Yeah.
The real one.
Yep. Straight from Mexico.
See?
He's
See?
The real matador.
Albano, por favor.
We're pretty good at Spanish.
Yeah, big in Spanish.
Yeah, for sure my second language.
Mm-hmm.
I speak one.
Uno más cerveza, por favor.
Mm.
Oh, I know a little bit of French, too. Not much, but just a little bit.
Yeah?
Oui.
Je m'appelle Ben.
Oh.
My name is Ben. And then I know how to say potato.
Okay.
Pomme de terre.
Ooh.
And pen is stilo.
Stilo.
And I think I can count to 10. That's probably about all I got. Still,
that's more than I got.
Yeah, see, I got my shirt. I can't read it, but maybe Sal could read this.
Don't say we're not.
Aguilar. Yeah, so that's Colombian, but Mexico, yeah.
It's Spanish.
Aguilar, yeah. It's a beer. I don't know if they still make it. I guess so.
Well, if they do, if anybody can see this on YouTube and they're from...
What, 16 years?
If they're from Colombia... Send us some cerveza.
Cervezas.
Oh, shit. I had... I had one of our listeners send me a Facebook message. That was the guy who emailed us from the Carolinas that I read off his license plate.
Yes.
So he's from Wisconsin, obviously. That's how I know him. And whenever he comes up here to visit, he said that he'll always load up on a local... brew that's not sold outside of Wisconsin to take back down to sell to friends or whatever. But when he does that, he brings up a bunch of Red Oak, which is a beer that is locally brewed. So he said in a few weeks he's coming up this way, and he's going to drop off some of that Red Oak.
Perfect.
Sample it on air.
He could sit right next to you and be a guest.
Good. Yeah.
Do that.
This is true. And we could sample that.
Could do that. That'd be fun.
Maybe a little sixer or something.
Yep. RM, if you're listening to this episode, hit me up and let me know. You're welcome to join us.
Oh. Absolutely.
Yep.
Schedule a 2-hour window for your podcast.
Happy ending.
Yeah, we'll make you smarter. Don't worry about
it. Oh, guaranteed.
He thinks he's pretty smart already, but we'll edumacate him a little.
Oh, yeah.
Edumacate him.
Yeah. I like it. Knowledge bombs.
Yeah. Knowledge bombs.
Spray with knowledge.
I graduated from the third grade 4 times. Not a lot of people have done that. So we'll school them up.
Perfect.
So next week, porn stores and childhood cartoons. Email us, hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Terrible combination, but we're doing it anyway.
FNA. Yeah. Porn stores and childhood cookies. They go together like peanut butter and
pizza.
Jalapenos.
Peanut butter and pizza.
Don't forget to smash that like button and share with everybody you know, especially the ones you don't.
Amen.
Give us a review.
4-star rating would be perfect.
Five would be even better.
They're overachievers over there.
Otherwise, we'll be back next week. It'll be episode 10.
Ooh, damn, double digits.
That's that's all of the fingers.
Pretty soon I'm going to have to leave my socks off so I can use my toes.
Do with your socks afterwards, that's up to you.
We'll donate them to Tanner's cause. He probably needs them.
All right, so you guys all have a good week.
All right.
You as well.
Later. All right.